Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program that they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, The Art of Mindful Living, comes from the audio program, The Art of Mindful Living, by Thich Nhat Hanh. Matt Licata, a producer at Sounds True, has spent thousands of hours over the last 15 years immersed in Sounds True's archive of audio teaching programs. Here's what Matt had to say about this week's producer's pick.
Thich Nhat Hanh is one of the greatest living Buddhist teachers and meditation masters of the Zen tradition. Nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, Thay, as his students and friends call him, has spent his life sharing the benefits of mindfulness with millions worldwide. What I find so beautiful about Thich Nhat Hanh is that you can actually feel his realization come roaring through when he speaks, and you can't help but find yourself joining him in the here and now. He has this very unique way of creating a field of presence, which naturally and so sweetly pulls you in. Here, Thich Nhat Hanh shares with us the power of mindfulness and the many gifts that we receive when we learn to live in the present moment.
You can download the entire program, The Art of Mindful Living, at SoundsTrue.com. And now our producer's pick, The Art of Mindful Living, with Thich Nhat Hanh.
The first exercise is in-out. It means breathing in. I know that I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know that I'm breathing out. This is a very important practice. When you breathe in, you know that this is your in-breath and not your out-breath. You identify your in-breath as in-breath. And when you breathe out, you know that this is your out-breath. Only that. But it is a very important practice. This is the first exercise on breathing that the Buddha gives to us. When we practice like that, something wonderful happens. We stop the thinking. And this is a miracle already. Because in our daily life, we think too much. And because we think too much, we are not truly ourselves. Our body may be here, but our mind may be elsewhere, in the past, in the future. And therefore, when you breathe in and out and become aware of your in-breath and out-breath, you stop the thinking and you begin to be where your body is. Our body and our mind are very often separated from each other. And if we practice breathing in and out with some concentration, we attain what we call the oneness of body and mind. Your mind and your body are reunified. And you begin to be there truly yourself. And this is the first fruit of your practice. And it needs you to breathe in and out consciously, being aware of your in-breath and your out-breath. When you are not there, when you are not really there, you cannot see things very clearly and deeply. You miss everything. Everything seems to you not clear, vague. Suppose mommy is sitting there, but only her physical body is there. Her mind is somewhere else. At that time, if you want to come and get some attention of your mommy, some affection, well, you will not be successful because she is not really there. She is not available to you. And that happens very often. And we are there by breathing in and out, breathing in breathing out, and begin to be alive, to be present. And that is the practice of mindfulness. Mindfulness means to be aware of what is going on. Your child is coming, and she wants some attention, some affection. You know that. So you smile to her. You might open your arms and hug her. And the basic condition is that you are there. So breathing in and breathing out is to be really there and to be available. Available to whom? Available to your beloved ones. And also to be ready to encounter life, because life can be found only in the present moment. Let us think a little bit. The beautiful blue sky. When can you get in touch with the blue sky, the present moment? In order not to miss the blue sky, you have to go back to the present moment, because it is in that moment that you can get in touch with the blue sky. The beautiful rivers, the beautiful trees, your mommy, your daddy, they are all in the present moment. And if you go back to the present moment, you encounter them. Everything wonderful, everything refreshing, they are in the present moment. Therefore, running to the future or getting lost in the past, you miss life. And therefore, breathing in and out is to get back to the present moment where you have an appointment with life. What you are looking for, like happiness, peace, joy, they are all in the present moment. The Pure Land of the Buddhist must be found in the present moment. The Kingdom of Heaven of the Catholics, of the Protestants, should also be found in the present moment. Look at the tree. It's a wonderful thing, a tree. A tree is very beautiful. A tree to me is as beautiful as a cathedral, even more beautiful. I look into the tree and I saw the whole cosmos in it. I saw the sunshine in the tree. Can you see the sunshine in the tree? Yeah, because without the sunshine, no tree can grow. I see a cloud in the tree. Can you see? Without a cloud, there can be no rain, no tree. I see the earth in the tree. I see everything in the tree. So the tree is where everything in the cosmos comes into. And the cosmos reveals itself to me through a tree. Therefore, a tree to me is a cathedral. And I can take refuge in the tree, and I can get nourished by the tree. The tree belongs to the Kingdom of God. The tree belongs to the Pure Land. And I can get in touch with the tree only if I go back to the present moment, because the tree can only be found in the present moment. And that is why in and out is so important. Suppose I practice like this, breathing in, I am aware of my eyes. Breathing out, I smile to my eyes. This is to go back to the present moment in order to discover things that you tend to forget, like your eyes. My eyes make me happy. My eyes are conditions for my happiness. In order to see the beautiful blue sky, the beautiful earth, the children, the adults, all kinds of forms, all kinds of colors, because I have eyes. So breathing in order to go back to the present moment and to get in touch with my eyes is a basic practice for happiness. And breathing out, I smile to my eyes. I smile to my eyes because I am happy to have eyes. I need only to open my eyes in order to see the beautiful trees and so on. Let us breathe in and out a few times and become aware of the fact that we have eyes. You might like to touch your eyes if you wish by breathing. So my eyes belong to the kingdom of God, to the Pure Land. My eyes are conditions for my happiness. I go back to the present moment in order to get in touch with my eyes so that I can be happy. You know something? There are people who believe that they can enter the kingdom of God or the Pure Land after they die. I don't agree with them. I know that you don't have to die in order to go into the kingdom of God. In fact, you have to be alive to do so. You should be alive, and you should take one breath in and out. And with one foot, you make a step, and you enter into the kingdom of God right now. And this is possible with the first exercise, breathing in and breathing out. Because my eyes belong to the kingdom of God, the trees belong to the kingdom of God, and many other things. And therefore, if I become aware by breathing in and out, I only need to make one step in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven. With some practice, you develop your concentration. And then every time you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, you can do that. You are welcome. The door is wide open. But if you live in forgetfulness, you cannot do that because forgetfulness is the opposite of mindfulness.